The Joy Division.
Thanks again, Lisa. That's another just surprise. Nice piece of double record there. Let's see. We had before that was Public Image. Right. Yeah. Rise from that Public Image Pill record, PIL. Thin Lizzy we had in there with Jailbreak we opened up that set with. Didn't we? I think it was. There's a segment we do here. It's called Bribes from the Basement because it's no lie. In the basement, we're miles apart. No surprise, going to rise from the basement. What it is, it's home recordists. Any style, any genre just has to be recorded where they live, where they sleep. So people, I'm running into people. I get out there once in a while and I see people and I talk to them. And this is one cat that I talked to, Hank. And he's got an act called Seismic City, and it's an album. Let's do it. I got a link here, a Spotify link, so I'm going to touch this. I'm going to turn, hold on. I'm not going to turn anything up until the Spotify. I don't know. I don't trust you yet. Jonathan Beast and the Bathroom Floors. Holy shit, that's the name of the song, I think. All right, let's dig it. Gotta turn that up. I'm touching this. It seems like it's accepting my request. Perhaps? Yes? No? Come on. My volume is not all the way up. It is always all the way up. And oh crap, man. Is it the alright, hold on. Just play. Alright, we're gonna work on that. While you listen to this. Does it feel like that sometimes, man? The earth just moving and tumbling down and shit? Sometimes?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm getting over a cold, so I have...
Shit! Alright, man, this is Yuri G, fucking bedridden. Dig. So what's going on?
I'm not bedridden, I've been coughing and hacking. My radio voice has been damaged. Or perhaps...
I like this voice, man. You're like Vincent Price or something. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's my favorite voice.
I'm sorry that it causes you so much pain to achieve this plateau.
Art is suffering.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It is.
It is. That's what all the fucking losers say, man, that don't make any money. Yeah.
Right, that's what I say.
I think pain is a good pain and art seem to go good together.
Yeah.
Yeah. My partner made this flan, you know, and it was like a cheesecake flan. It was like really good. And then I put a little raspberry jam on it, preserves or whatever.
What the hell? What were you eating?
Oh no! This after I had had some. So there was a bunch, a couple of good sized.
So you're experimenting.
Yeah, I'm at this experimental stage, and man, I hit on something, and it was good.
Strictly caramel for me.
That's cool. I understand. I mean, you're a pro. That's the way it is.
I'm just a traditionalist like that.
I get it, but I don't get bogged down in tradition, man. I just like to get out there.
Man, you're just out there living. You're living.
I am like, just fucking out there on the edge, living
it. Hey, you know, I want to let you know. I like threw you a curveball at the end here. I sent another song.
Oh, okay. I'm struggling with shit now. Anyway, technically, I was doing a Rise from the Basement. I couldn't get anything to play. So hopefully, you're. Did you text it to me?
I did. All right. It seemed to arrive. So
all right. Maybe it's there. I haven't checked my mail lately, so we'll see.
Well, you know, yeah. Get out there, and if the red flag is up, it means you received an email.
There's a red flag, really?
Tip it up on the mailbox.
Let's not bog ourselves down with my ignorance. But what do you got going on for us, sick boy?
Well, let me tell you a little the journey I had. So I sent you earlier a song from a band called Madhouse.
Uh-huh.
And Madhouse is really just Prince, and maybe only Prince, but maybe some players, but like. It's unclear, like some of the players.
It's like an alter ego kind of thing, or some kind.
It was like a band.
Okay.
Right? It was like a Prince band, but it's unclear how many other people are actually in the Prince band. Maybe it's just Prince.
Okay.
But it was like in the '90s. He wanted to make a jazz record. He's like, I got some jazz ideas, so he made these jazz records, and like didn't necessarily get released, and they're kind of, you know, they exist out there, and there are a couple tracks on the digital streaming platform.
Sure.
And I was just like, this is so cool that like I'm not a Prince completist, but I'm like a lifelong Prince fan. Like I love Prince, and I was like, even now, 5 years after his death,
yeah.
You're still discovering stuff that like Prince did that I didn't have any idea that he did.
Right.
Like, that just put a smile on my face. But you know what? Then I was like, you know, flush that down the toilet because, you know, Bobby Weir died.
Yeah, that's a great story. Bobby Weir did die. One of the last founding members of the Dead, man.
Well, yeah. So I was like, so I'm sitting here on hold with you, and I'm like, why am I not playing my favorite Bobby Weir song? And so I sent that instead.
Okay. That's awesome.
I just want to tell you, like, a couple things I did in, like, basking in Bobby Weir's legacy.
Uh-huh.
One thing is I found an isolated rhythm guitar track from a live show of him playing Bertha, like, in 72, where you just hear his...
He does a thing, right? It's not like he's just strumming away at it. He's making things happen. Definitely.
It's weird what he did. You know, yeah. I read like last week after he died, Bob Dylan. It's not a Bob Dylan quote. It basically commented on like no one played rhythm guitar like Bob Weir. And, like, and it made me because I was always a Jerry guy, and like I always Bobby Weir. He's like a pretty boy and he's kind of corny, and but some of my favorite Dead songs are Bobby songs. And Cassidy is like one of my all time favorite. You know, quote unquote Grateful Dead. It was like a Bob Weir like solo song.
Uh-huh.
It's a Grateful Dead song. And so listening to that isolated, you know, rhythm track, I was like, man, like there's some weird stuff. And then I found a live performance from him like 10 years ago, him playing like on the Late Show with John Mayer.
Uh-huh.
And watching the John Mayer basically being like Jerry, but like Bobby taking the lead, and watching him like just add accents with his rhythm guitar.
Watching
them bounce off each other. I was like, man, this is really cool. And so, like, you know, like, I was never a huge Bobby fan, but I'm really feeling his loss as a longtime Deadhead. And Cassidy is, like, one of my favorite Dead songs.
All right.
So I thought, well, rather than, like, this Prince thing is cool, and, like, I love this, like, in after your death, still, like, giving.
Yeah, we can get to Prince, man. It's all, we got... We got Miles of Prince in us here,
well,
so.
Like, I kind of also thought they work together, because the both are still giving us their legacy even beyond the grave, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still...
Yeah.
I missed out. Like, I slept on
yeah.
Bobby Beer, you know? I slept on this last iteration of the Dead. It's uh-huh. like, John Mayer, what a cornball. And, like, John Mayer and Bobby Weir, oh, my God, that's like, you know, this is like freaking, you know, this is like cornball central. But then I'm like, man, I missed it. I could have seen those shows, and I could have experienced what they had together, which seemed to be very special. And I could have appreciated Bobby when he was here. And
Dude, you can't. Don't beat yourself up about it, man. It's okay.
I'm basking in Bobby's legacy. And Cassidy is like my favorite. One of my favorite Grateful Dead songs. It's definitely my favorite Bobby song.
Okay, well, I hope with all this that I can get it to play. That would really stink if I couldn't. But
whatever. Just go ahead and play.
Yeah, you know, we'll prattle on. But I gotta thank you again. You know, just calling in, man, and checking in. I appreciate that.
Man, I look forward to it every week. I look forward
to
it.
And I'll try it.
And even if I only talk to you for 5 minutes, I just love that.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of friends, and all my friends are intense relationships.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you are the person I speak to the most. Like,
dude.
On the frickin' money every week. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that we can connect like this.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. All right, man. Putting more pressure on me. God, I hope this thing plays. But okay, so we're gonna.
That would be ideal if it
played. God, if it failed, it's like, yeah, there they are.
Wow.
All right, sick man. Take care of yourself.
All right, I'll talk to you next week. Peace out.
Bye. All right, so we're disconnecting from Yuri G, and I'm going to my thing. And I'm finding what he sent us. So there's the Cassidy. This is it. It's showing. All right. So I'm going to plug in the said dongle. Sometimes you got to do these things in a certain order. It's so, I don't know. Yeah, it's just so. All right. So it made noise. That's dig. This is it. I'm going to touch the thing, and it's gonna dig.
I've seen where the wood is left by the silver screen. I can tell by the mark he left you were in his dream. Oh, child of countless dreams. Born to me, Cassidy.
Of lonesome and very quarrelsome heroes were smoking out along the open road. The night was very dark and thick between them. Each man beneath his ordinary load. So dark and thick and green. But I guess that these heroes must always live there, where you and I have only been. Put out your cigarette, my love. You've been alone. Sing this for the crickets. I sing this for the army. I sing this for your children and for all who do not need me.
Leonard Cohen, Lonesome Heroes, something, Lonesome Heroes. We're going back to the basement, and we're going to the basement. We're going to give Hank another try here, Seismic City. I'm going to open it up on Spotify. I believe that was my problem. This is Jonathan Beast and the Bathroom Floors, Seismic City is the act, if you dig it. Man, I'm hoping... Really? Oh, this is kind of sad. 12th song. Am I doing something wrong? Crooked spines, bloody more. Let's try another thing. All right. It's playing. It says it's playing. Oh, shit. All right. My bad. We're going to go back. Oh, Sean. Yeah. All right. This is this will be the one, Seismic City, Jonathan Beast. All right. We're going to try that. And we're hoping. We're hoping, man. Oh, no. You failed me. Crooked Spines. Let's try this. This is Red Fern.
The country areas are home.
Screaming Blue Messiahs, if you were wondering. they were around for a while, put out a couple records, and that's a good tune. Wild Blue Yonder. We're going back to the basement. This is my friend Lee. He came out of nowhere, man. He's a mountain man. I don't know, he's living up. He's got a cabin up and things, but he used to work at a cool establishment, Deluxe, his little kind of bar. Small music venue. Actually, he said they may reopen it. They closed it for a couple of years, but it's a really nice spot. Really old line bar, you know, with the bat, you know, it's all cool place, a lot of good woodwork and all that kind of, just a beautiful spot. Deluxe, yeah. This is 13 Moons. We're going to open this up on Spotify. 13 Moons. Kali Genius. More by Kali Genius. KALIGINOUS. That was Tears for Fears from that record called, you know, that one. Mere 17, I think. I don't know. It's like their first record. Thank you, Scott, for that. We're going back to the basement. The song's called Bus Stop Cheetos. I don't know. All right. Okay. Bus Stop Cheetos. We're touching that. We're seeing if something's going to happen. It's a thing. Yeah, open with Spotify. I mean, will that work?
Bus Stop Cheetos. I only need you when I'm waiting on the bus. Bus Stop Cheetos. I only need you when I'm waiting on the bus. Elf's basement, no fine for replacement. I got the brains, then leave, then red bone face. Do wrong time. Bus Stop Cheetos. I only need you when I'm waiting on the bus. Bus Stop Cheetos. I only need you when I'm waiting on the bus. You always say the best for someone's down here. Could be 15 minutes, could be half an hour. I hope you hold out, 'cause I'm hoping for Bus Stop Cheetos. I only need you when I'm waiting on the bus. Bus Stop Cheetos. I only buy you when I need you.
Through this green and growing land, walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand, walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains, walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore, tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. For here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk
through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory. Beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. On us all.
Smith and Wesson with a pearl handle butt. Cut all the shadow from his hand to the nut. Don't you know? He's a gunslinger, man. The best that he can, don't you know? He's a gunslinger, man. And he won't rob the West with his hands. He used to be feared for the length of his gun. Today he's known for in points setting apart with Russian immigrants. Try as they might, they never had a single to know. He's a gun, he's a gunslinger, man. He's a gun, the best that he can, don't you know? He's a gunslinger, man. He won't run the West with his hands. Was 10 minutes away. He's thinking so loud that his teeth are red. False idols calling from his dust to his dawn. He's got his daddy wondering what the hell is he on. See it in his eyes, see it in his words. A minute and a half, sure of a ride in a hearse. It needs no badges to identify him. He's the owner, operator of a original sin.
Andy Warhol looks a scream. Hang him on my wall. and scream, can't tell them apart at all. Andy walking, Andy tired, Andy take a little snooze. Tie him up when he's fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue, what a jolly boring thing to do. Andy Warhol, let's just scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. Andy Warhol, let's just scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
Yeah, that's David Bowie, Andy Warhol. Hey, I'm going to try something, and we're kind of winding down today. It's been a good show. Thank you, contributors. Those of you who listened, be as decent as you can. We work tight, right? Around us, it's like decent to one another, and then they're decent to other people. It just kind of... still we must fight the power. I know, it's a rough thing to do, man. Long Riders we had in there. Off the folk record I got, I think it was a Phil Oakes, Power and the Glory. Power and the Glory, that's right. That's what we need, more glory. For our last song, this evening, I've got this Katrina and the Waves, and it is a sealed copy, never been opened, from 1985 maybe, and it's a 12-inch single with Katrina and the Waves. Nice, beautiful photograph of them. Do you want crying? Is it? There's no question mark. Do you want crying? The extended version, which I think we'll probably just do that. So I don't know if I'm going to drop dead, but I'm releasing things from these, you know, microbes from the 1980s. So this is, of course, I didn't plan this out and have a razor blade or something in here. Well, we're going to do this. I'm getting through it. This is 1980s plastic, man. That's